The millstream surgery. Hay fever. Why it matters more than you think. As we move through the spring and into the summer, many in the local community will once again find themselves battling with hay fever, also known as allergic rhinitis. It's easy to dismiss it as just a bit of sneezing, but our guidelines, and most importantly our patients' experiences, remind us that it has a much bigger impact than people realise. Hay fever is very common, affecting 10 to 15% of children and 26% of adults in the UK. For some, symptoms ease with age, but for many it remains a recurring challenge year after year. Beyond the runny nose and itchy eyes, it can significantly affect quality of life, impacting exam performance, sleep, productivity, and hobbies. It's also closely linked with asthma. Most people with asthma experience hay fever symptoms, and poorly controlled hay fever can increase the risk of asthma flare-ups. There are many potential triggers for hay fever, but the most common cause is exposure to pollen, including tree, grass, and weed pollen. Other triggers can include house dust mites, animal dander, and certain workplace exposures such as flour, wood dust, latex, or chlorine. So what are the symptoms to look out for? Well, those with hay fever will suffer at least one of, but most likely a combination of, the following symptoms: sneezing, a runny nose, a blocked nose, itchy mouth, itchy and or watery eyes, swollen eyes, and possibly a cough. Wheeze or difficulty breathing isn't common with hay fever and may suggest other causes such as asthma. Do you need any tests? In most cases, no. We can usually make the diagnosis in the surgery without the need for special investigations. Avoiding triggers is an important part of managing hay fever. Avoiding pollen is completely as difficult, but these steps can help reduce exposure. 1. Wearing sunglasses outdoors. 2. Using nasal balms or ointments around the nostrils. 3. Checking the pollen count and limit outdoor activity when it's high. 4. Shower and wash your hair when you come home. 5. Avoid drying clothes outside when the pollen count is high. 6. Keep windows closed in the house or car. 7. Avoid going out during or after thunderstorms. What else can you do? Your local chemist offers many effective treatments. A daily antihistamine, either as a tablet or nasal spray, is a good starting point. You can also try a daily steroid nasal spray. If symptoms are mild, start with one. If they're more troublesome, using both together can be helpful. Top tip: if you're using a nasal spray, gently blow your nose, then hold the spray in the opposite hand to the nose you are squirting up. This means it is less likely to squirt straight onto the nasal walls and means it's less likely to make your nose sore. Shake the container, look down, and squeeze the spray into your nostril. Then breathe gently, not a big sniff. For itchy, watery eyes, you can try eye drops, including antihistamine drops. If you've tried these measures but your symptoms are still affecting you, please book an appointment at the surgery so we can explore further options. With the right approach, we hope you can enjoy a comfortable, hay fever-free summer in the local community.